Kayak Cross makes its Olympic debut this weekend. It's an action-packed event where kayakers race in a head-to-head battle through a whitewater obstacle course. NPR's Rolando Arrieta went to a Kayak Cross event in Montgomery, Alabama, and has this postcard.
Here are the basics of Kayak Cross.
In position!
Four kayakers line up side by side on a platform about 15 feet above the whitewater slalom course. They lean right up to the edge of a sloped ramp and plunge into the water. From there, it's mayhem. They bombard down strong currents, knocking other kayakers out of the way as they swerve around padded buoys. It looks like a roller derby bout on rapids. Then they have to flip upside down to clear a course-wide obstacle. Imagine a big limbo bar a few feet above super-fast, turbulent water. Then roll the kayak back up as they dash to the finish line. Top two finishers advance to the next bracket until a first, second, and third place winner is declared. Two-time Olympian Evie Leapfarth from Bryson City, North Carolina, says she can't wait to launch off that ramp at the Summer Games.
So exciting to race the new sport in the Olympics. Oh my gosh.
I caught up with Leapfarth at the U.S. Olympic team trials in Montgomery, where she said it's been a dream of hers to go to Paris.
And I'm really stoked to make that a reality. And overall, it's just been great and emotional and so much fun.
Then at the second round of team trials 2 weeks later, Leapfarth bolstered up her Olympic dream by becoming the first American athlete to compete in kayak cross and canoe and kayak slalom.
Some love here, Montgomery Whitewater. Cheer.
While kayak cross is new to the Olympics, the sport has been around in other world competitions for nearly a decade. Contact with another kayaker is permitted. Referees along the course may call out fouls or behavior that seems dangerous or unfair. A life jacket and helmet are essential. Some paddle blades are banned.
Some slalom paddles could have metal edges. You can't have that in kayak cross.
Jedediah Hinckley is with the U.S. governing body of kayak cross competition. He says racers must tape the edge of their paddle blade to avoid injury from metals or fiberglass splinters. But a helmet that protects the face or gloves to prevent cuts, those are not required in kayak cross.
It's a new sport that is developing. It's exciting. People like carnage. I mean, I've seen some gashes on the cheek for sure, yeah.
Up, up, up.
While kayak cross is exciting for the athletes, it's thrilling for spectators too. It was Maurice Sterling's first time watching this type of competition.
Like when the ladies came through and all four of them were kind of bunched together, it was like, okay, so what's going to happen? Who's going to roll over? Who's going to get knocked out?
It remains to be seen if kayak cross will draw more interest to the niche sport of whitewater slalom. But those who choose to add this event to their Olympic watch list will be, at the very least, entertained.
Oh, quick run through that down.
Rolando Arrieta, NPR News, Montgomery, Alabama.
Evie Leapfarth won bronze in women's canoe slalom on Wednesday. She's the first U.S. women's slalom medalist in 20 years for canoe or kayak. She'll have another shot for a medal this weekend in kayak cross. Leila, Ecuador won a gold medal in men's race walking.
Race walking?
If I'd have been born in Ecuador, Leila, that would have been my sport,
been
walking
you.
Around.
Did you know in 1904 there was a thing where you just jumped in a pool and then drifted as far as you could go, and then if whenever you surfaced, if you were furthest, you won. I feel like I could win that.
Me too. We could have done the
that
team
could have been
event.
In our sport.
Both of us.